Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Thomas Birtel, CEO of STRABAG SE, speaking from Vienna. I would like to lead you through our presentation regarding the figures after the first 6 months of this fiscal year. Let's start with page number 3 and the output volume. Our group generated an output volume of more than 6.2 billion euros in the first half of this year. This was an increase of 7%, which was driven primarily by our markets of Germany, Slovakia, Poland, and Chile in South America. The consolidated group revenue, like the output volume, grew also by 7% and amounted to more than 5.7 billion euros. Different trends were, however, registered in the order backlog. In Poland, several expressways and a large building construction project contributed to a considerable increase of the volume of orders on our books. In Germany, on the other hand, the figure fell back from the previous high level. Large projects are also being worked off in Hungary and Slovakia. In total, the order backlog stood at 14.8 billion euros on the 30th of June 2015, which is a slight decline of 4% versus the 30th of June 2014, but still 3% above year-end 2014, as you can also see on the left bottom of our slide. Let's now come to chart number 4, EBITDA and EBIT figures. Our higher revenue also resulted in an improved EBITDA in the first half of 2015. It was increased by 54% and amounted to 124 million euros. Our depreciation and amortization level was at about last year's level, with minus 192 million compared to minus 188 million the year before. Our EBIT stood at minus 68.42 million euros, which is 30% less deeply in negative territory. This development was mostly influenced by our South and East segment. Now we come to page number 5. We have seen significant positive exchange rates, especially regarding the Swiss franc, which amounted to more than 16 million euros, a figure which we have already shown in the first quarter of this year, compared to 4.55 million in the comparison period of the previous year, and this resulted in a positive net interest income of 0.7 million after minus 13 million a year before. Below the line, this resulted in a 44% improvement of the earnings before taxes, EBT, which amounted to minus 67.73 million euros. Accordingly, the income tax was again in positive territory with slightly above 6 million and thus provided some relief despite being 72% lower on the year. As you can see on the chart, third-party shareholders had bear a loss of 5.96 million and the net income after minorities of our group improved by 40% to minus 55.51 million euros. In light of the 102,600,000 outstanding shares of STRABAG SE, this corresponds to earnings per share of minus 54 euro cents after minus 91 euro cents for the first half of 2014. Let's now come to our balance sheet on slide number 6. The balance sheet total on the end of the first half 2015 was up slightly versus the end of 2014, plus 3%. Conspicuous was the usual increase, the seasonal increase of our trade receivables, of course a result of the higher revenue, with a simultaneous reduction of cash and cash equivalents. The non-current financial liabilities increased as well, resulting from a 200 million bond issue in the first quarter of this year. The slight overall balance sheet inflation, the total balance sheet is slightly above 10.6 billion euros, led to a slight decline of our equity ratio, although it remained at a similar high level from 30.6% at the end of 2014 to 29.1%. The net debt improved to 207.74 million from 281.73 million euros at the end of June of the previous year. Let's have a word about the cash flow development shown on chart number 7. Our cash flow from earnings increased considerably, namely by 71% to almost 80 million euros. The cash flow from operating activities, on the other hand, sank to -290 million, which is 60% more deeply in negative territory, in part due to the considerable growth in receivables, which could not fully be balanced out through higher liabilities. The other cash flows all improved. The cash flow from investing activities with -105.55 million after -137.18 million was less negative, inter alia, thanks to increased asset sales. The cash flow from financing activities benefited from the aforementioned bond issue because we issued a bond of 200 million euros instead of an old bond of 100 million euros, which expired this year. I would now like to comment on our three operational segments. Let's start with the North and West segment, comprising the biggest single market of STRABAG, which is Germany, the Benelux states, Poland, and Scandinavia. The picture is shown on page number 8. The output volume of this segment reached 2.7 billion euros in the first half of 2015, which is a plus of 4% over the same period of the previous year. In the largest single market, which is Germany, the building construction and civil engineering business helped to grow this figure despite a slight reduction of the output in transportation infrastructures. Poland, which is the second largest single market in the segment, generated significant output growth thanks to the high level of the order backlog. Hardly any change, however, was observed in the EBIT figure of the segment, which settled at almost -94 million euros compared to almost the same figure in the same period last year. The continued clear negative earnings were due to the higher winter losses in transportation infrastructures in the first quarter, including in railway construction, which was represented in the segment for the first time. In the second quarter, however, the earnings of the segment improved considerably, namely by 69%, and amounted to -6.94 million euros. The order backlog stood at slightly above 6 billion euros and remained hence nearly unchanged versus the comparison value from the 30th of June 2014. We saw the acquisition of several new road construction projects in the home market of Germany. On the other hand, the high order backlog was reduced overall due to the completion of large projects such as the Milaneo project in Stuttgart, South Germany. The declining volume of orders in Germany, Sweden, and Denmark was compensated by new large projects in Poland, where the order backlog nearly doubled. Construction projects being handled by our Polish subsidiary include, inter alia, a museum in the greater Warsaw area for about 32 million euros, as well as several sections of expressways. An output volume of 6.2 billion is expected for the full year of 2015 in the North and West segment, an assumption that to a large degree is already covered by existing contracts in our books. The German building construction civil engineering business should continue to contribute positively to both output volume and earnings. Prices for subcontractor services, however, and for construction materials have remained moderate so far, despite the lively building construction activity in the country, with decreasing free capacities. Higher prices are to be expected in the nearer future. In transportation infrastructures, we do not expect any significant changes to the current market situation over this year. Possible investment increases in infrastructure on the part of the public sector would reflate market development from 2016 at the earliest, in our view. The Polish construction sector has been undergoing a significant recovery since last year. The volume of public sector tenders will likely reach about 4.4 billion euros this year, a comparable level to 2014, of which 1.7 billion were actually tendered in the first half of the year. For the full year, we expect a significant increase of our own output volume with growth in the double-digit % range. A large portion, again, has already been secured through existing contracts. Let's now come to our second biggest operational segment, which is South and East, comprising the home market of Austria, Switzerland, and the Central European construction markets. The figures are given on chart number 9. The output volume in our South and East segment grew by 5% in the first half of this year and amounted to almost 1.9 billion euros. Slovakia stood out with especially high growth. The EBIT moved from negative into positive territory already in the first 6 months and amounted to plus 28 million euros after minus 17 million in the comparison period last year. This development was due, among other things, to the agreement that was reached regarding some large construction projects after their completion and to smaller improvements in several markets of the segment. The order backlog fell by 17% and is now down to 4.14 billion euros. Declines were registered in nearly all markets, with a particularly significant drop in countries like Hungary and Slovakia, where several large orders had been acquired the previous year. The output volume in 2015 is expected to grow to 4.5 billion euros. The order backlog, the order books are adequately filled to reach this target, even if the currently low volume of new orders might require some more conservative planning for the years to come. In Austria, which is the largest market of the segment, the field of building construction recently began to exhibit an increased price pressure also in the greater Vienna area. In Hungary for 2015, we have so far benefited from a good order backlog and from the good weather conditions for transportation infrastructures at the start of the year. As further projects have not yet been tendered, the outlook for the following year remains, however, cautious. We are currently actively pursuing tenders, above all in railway and track construction in this country. In Slovakia, the stable development in both building construction and road construction suggests an improvement of the climate in the country. In the Czech Republic, current tenders in building construction are focused mainly on projects in the field of education, although competition is contributing to prices being calculated at the limit of profitability. The Czech TAI segment, which is transportation infrastructures, is showing itself revitalized after long downtime, with new projects coming onto the market, especially in railway construction. The Swiss market is expected to remain modest at best. On the one hand, an increased number of infrastructure construction projects is coming onto the market after a very quiet period, especially in the greater Zurich area. On the other hand, we are seeing a declining building construction volume accompanied by falling prices. In Russia, the credit crunch and the weak ruble have dampened the investment climate in the private sector considerably. The public sector has also reduced its construction budget significantly. For 2015 and the following years, therefore, a considerable economic downturn is forecasted for the construction sector as well as for the economy as a whole. Given a more positive market environment, we would expect that implementation-ready projects would quickly lead to a higher demand, especially in the Moscow housing market and in industrial construction for foreign companies, both important business fields for our group. We do, however, not plan to withdraw from the market, as we have seen similar difficult situations also in the past. Let's now come to our third and last operational segment, which is international special divisions, comprising our extra-European construction business, our PPP or concession business, our real estate business, and building materials, as well as facility management. The output of this very heterogeneous and the smallest segment of the Strabag Group grew by 18% to more than 1.5 billion euros in the first half of 2015. This development, of course, is due to the previous year's acquisition of DIW Group, which is a facility management company active in Austria and Germany, and to increases in the non-European markets, among other places. The EBIT of the segment showed hardly any movement, with the -2.4 million after -0.8 million euros last year. The order backlog climbed significantly upward, gaining 6% to more than 4.6 billion euros. Three regions stood out in particular. In Germany, the property and facility services business was influenced not only by the acquisition of the DIW Group, but also by the existing group entities involved in this field of activity, which also grew their orders. In the Middle East, a whole series of mid-sized projects, for instance in Oman, led to considerable growth in the region. The order backlog in the Americas, on the other hand, was down in response to the continuous working off of a large-scale project in Canada. It should be possible to generate a higher output volume amounting to 3.2 billion euros in this segment in the full year of 2015, driven in part by the property and facility services business, thanks to the impact from the DIW acquisition, and by tunneling. The necessary market expansion can also be observed for the concession business, the public-private partnerships. As the market for concession projects remains thin in Western Europe, with the two exceptions of the Netherlands and Germany, and with the political framework and competition present themselves as challenging in Eastern Europe, the group is focusing increasingly on other markets such as South America. In the third quarter of 2015, for example, the company succeeded in entering the Colombian market via a 900 million concession project as part of a consortium. As in past years, the real estate development business should make a positive contribution to both output volume and earnings. The demand for commercial and residential properties in the core market of Germany remains undiminished and has even grown significantly in a year-on-year comparison. First steps have already been taken to develop projects also in other markets outside of Germany, for instance, in the Polish capital of Warsaw. Thanks to promising project pipeline and the positive environment, we can look forward with optimism to the rest of 2015 for our real estate development business. We now come to our overall outlook for the present fiscal year, given on page 11. Shortly taken, we reiterate what we have already said at the beginning of the year. In 2015, we want to bring our EBIT margin one step closer to our goal of 3%. And the first half of this year shows us that we are well on our way to reaching this goal. The earnings figures grew in the double-digit percentage range, with the EBITDA gaining more than 50%, and the typical six-month EBIT loss reduced by 37%. We are all the more pleased with these improvements, as we also were simultaneously able to achieve a plus of 7% in both revenue and output volume. However, I want to underline that these growth rates cannot be simply translated directly to the forecast for the full year's end. Regarding the financial year, we confirm our outlook already given in the beginning of the year. The output volume should reach 14 billion euros. The earnings before interest and taxes at least 300 million euros. I thank you for your trust, and I'm confident that we will be able to report positive progress also at the end of this year. Thank you very much for your patience, and now we are open for your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by one. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you can press star followed by two. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. One moment for the first question, please. As a reminder, please press star followed by one to ask a question. First question comes from the line of Daniel Leo of Erste Group. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon. I would have a question regarding the German order intake, and how do you see the market, especially with regards to the latest hiked investment volumes due to the situation of the highways and the bridges? Do you see any activity already starting, tender activity starting, or when do you expect this tender activity to really hit the market?
Thank you, Mr. Leon, for the question. It is a twofold answer I would like to give. We see two different segments of that activity. In the conventional tendering business of public infrastructure projects, we do not see any increase of activity so far. On the contrary, we have even seen a decline of public tenders being published in the first half of this year. And we have an explanation for that, which is the lack of technical capacities on the side of the public authorities in order to technically prepare the tenders to make them ready for the market, because we should not forget that conventional tendering means that the design of the project is with the employer, which means with the public authorities. So far, a certain disappointment, because the numbers of tenders are not just the same as the year before, but notwithstanding the higher financial means available, they are even lower than the year before. On the other side, we see an increase in activity with regard to the activation of private capital for infrastructure projects, which of course is mainly focused on bigger projects. We see already some projects of the PPP pipeline for motorways, for instance, the A6 motorway or the A94 motorway. And the explanation for that is that in such cases, we typically talk about design and build contracts, which means that in those cases, also the design is being handed over to the private side, to the contractor side, and hence the bottleneck, which I described before, does not apply. So it is twofold answer. On the conventional side, not yet any increase, even the contrary, but some first signs of recovery on the PPP side.
And is there any indication that you would like or could give when do you expect this tender activity to resume?
Well, it's just a hope, because of course there's also private neutral design capacity available on the German market, and hence we have a certain hope that that will come through in 2016, but not really in the rest of this year. This is too late for that, because we would already know if there would be a bigger pipeline in preparation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. The situation in Poland, you have nicely increased your order backlog. Would you see any further upside for your order backlog in the coming quarters, maybe compensating currently slightly weaker Germany?
Yes, I think so. And this is a special case with Poland, because we see that potential on the private and on the public side. Whilst, as you might have remarked, the basic positive influences in other CE markets are basically being derived from the public side. But in Poland, we see an increased and improved positive investment climate on the private side. That's why we are improving. That's why we are also focusing on our real estate development business. And we have huge infrastructure projects, which are partly financed by the EU authorities and the cohesion funds. And the need for further infrastructure increase in Poland is still there, and it is very big. So there is a huge potential, which can also be seen from Strabag figures. Currently, our order backlog in this country is amounting to something about 1 billion euros. In peak times in former years, we were already up to 1.7 billion, which gives you a sort of indication of what sort of potential we are seeing in that country.
Okay, good to hear. Thirdly, looking at the Austrian market, you mentioned there's some price pressure going on, especially in the Vienna area. Would you see some loosening of this pressure and more activity for the second half of this year? Or would you see this price pressure to continue like it was now in the second quarter?
Yeah, that's our expectation, that we are now on a, let's say, on a more difficult path also in the Vienna region, which does not mean that the situation is getting better in the federal states, but it means that the situation in Vienna is coming closer to that what we are seeing in the federal states already for years. So not really a relief, although it is true that our market position, especially in the greater Vienna region, is especially strong. It is still reliable, but it's not a dynamic growth sector.
And maybe last but not least, IMTEC is currently up for sale. And there were already comments that you might be interested. In what parts would you be interested? And what could help improve your market position?
It is especially it's a sort of regional interest which we have. So we know the IMTEC network quite well, and we know where we could see a regional fit, where we could take advantage from having additional staff. And that's what we always said, that we are not interested in a complete takeover, that we would be looking for human resources in special regions, of course, especially in Germany. For the time being, I do not know whether this will be an attempt which makes sense, because, of course, it is on the side of the liquidator to decide whether he will stick to the attempt of a let's say, a general deal, or whether he will be open for such selective talks. That's not yet decided in my eyes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Leon.
As a reminder, please press star followed by one to ask a question. There are no further questions on the phone line.
Thank you very much. I hope we could answer your questions already by our initial presentation. Thank you very much for your attention, and looking forward to talking to you in 3 months. Thank you very much.